going to start off on Prime Video with a film comedy called Ricky Stenicki. It arrived on Thursday, the 7th of March, and here's a clip.
Stenicki, what up, man?
Are you serious? Have someone call me when you get out of surgery, all right?
You should drive out there. Ricky's been there for you guys your whole lives.
The devil's in the details, my friend.
It worked!
Atlantic City, here we come.
What we got?
Ricky's cancer's back.
Why does it have to be cancer?
Won't everybody get worried?
Yeah.
And that's gonna take us right into the World Series.
The best friend we never had.
So this comes from Peter Farrelly, who has been involved in two of my all-time favourite gross-out comedies, Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary, both of which I've watched many times. It stars John Cena, who is a WWE wrestler. It also stars Zac Efron. And the premise is there are three male friends, and we start with a flashback to their childhood where they're playing a prank on Halloween. It goes badly wrong, and they blame it on a made-up boy called Ricky Stenicki. Fast forward, they're grown-ups now. They're all in relationships. One of them's about to have a baby, and it transpires that they've carried on using this fictitious friend, Ricky Stenicki, as an excuse to go off on trips together, where it's to watch sport or go to a gig or whatever. Anyway, they're doing it this time to go to Atlantic City to go to see a DJ perform and also to do a bit of gambling for reasons I won't go into. They find themselves in a situation where they either have to admit Ricky Stenicki is just made up and they've been basically lying to their friends and family for all these years, or they have to produce him and bring him to a function. Okay. And it so happened that when they were in Atlantic City, they met this character who's played by John Cena, who is, well, his stage name is Rock Hard Rod. He does a rather raunchy, it's a kind of karaoke show, which, that's definitely the gross-out element of this. It pans out that they decide, even though he's a sort of rather out-of-control alcoholic, they decide to hire him to turn up and pretends to be Ricky, and they give him the backstory of all the excuses over the years and the things that are supposed to have happened to Ricky, where he's worked, any kind of illnesses he suffered, etc., etc. So he turns up, and we see how it pans out. There's plenty to enjoy in this. I would say the tone is a little uneven because sometimes it goes for the sort of feel-good factor, which falls a bit flat, I think. It's at its best when things are going horrendously wrong. But, I did enjoy it. I don't think it's up there with Farrelly's best comedies. It's got William H. Macy is in the cast as Zac Efron's boss at work. So if you think too hard about the plot, it kind of falls apart. So I would recommend just suspend your disbelief. Because, of course, the things that happened in Dumb and Dumber and There's Something About Mary were pretty unbelievable, but they were so good and so funny and so well-performed, you just got swept along with it. So, I would just say don't worry about the plot too much and just enjoy the ride, because there are some great set pieces and there's plenty to enjoy. So, I laughed. What did you think, Hannah?
Well, this had me when I knew Zac Efron was in it, to be perfectly honest with you. He didn't have to do much for it to be a hit. But you know what? I think you've kind of summed it up. There are lots of films and series like this where you do have to suspend, any kind of sense of reality. Because if you do and you really start to pull it apart, it kind of falls apart at the seams because it isn't credible and it isn't authentic in places. But if you take it at face value of what it's meant to do, which is just a good few laughs, that is kind of what it does. And I can just imagine men particularly all over the globe thinking this is such a good idea to do this so that they can sort of get away from their partners and go off with their mates. And you know, I think it does what it says on the tin. It does have a few laughs. There are a few weird step changes. I think the kind of emotional side of it perhaps doesn't work so well because that's not what it's really about and it probably tries a bit too hard. But I think in the main, if you fancy a bit of a belly laugh, you'll get one out of it.